B'siyata d'shmaya Adonais fasai tiftach, ufi agid tehilasecha. The main reason that we are striving to grow in our emunah endeavor is because Hashem has commanded us to do so and has told us that by doing so, this will be the main way that we will earn our place in eternity. However, it is motivating to highlight that there are many fringe benefits to living a life of emunah. A life without emunah leads to anxiety, anger, and blaming others, whereas a life with emunah leads to calm, happiness, and situations where we don't try to blame other people for our challenges. Let's take the following example. I have a critical appointment scheduled in 1 hour from now. I intend to get on the next bus, which is scheduled to arrive in the next 5 minutes and will be a 40-minute drive. And therefore, I will arrive 15 minutes early at this critical appointment, which is perfect. When the bus arrives, I get on and take a seat. After about 15 minutes of being on the road, I notice that we are not moving, and I look out the window and see that the traffic is at a completely unusual, absolute standstill. I start panicking. I know that I've got a critical appointment coming up very soon that it now looks like I'm going to miss. I start feeling angry, perhaps at Hashem for making this happen, and perhaps at the driver for taking this route. I might even blurt out and say, "Why did you take this route? There's another very perfect route that there's no standstill traffic currently on. Do you know that I have a critical appointment today? And because of you choosing to take this route, I am going to miss it." An absolutely absurd response. But sometimes what anxiety and panic can lead to would be for me to try and push the seat in front of me forward as if that's going to make the bus go faster, which would of course be ridiculous. Whereas the approach of emunah would say, "I'm on the bus now. There is a standstill traffic jam. Okay, this is obviously what Hashem willed. If I am able to do something practical, such as there is a side road that I can catch a cab, which would get me there quicker, there is certainly nothing wrong with doing that." Let's say that is not an alternative solution. I can say to myself, "You know, although this is a critical appointment, I was not irresponsible in the time that I left. I even gave myself an extra 15 minutes, and there is almost never traffic like this on this main road. It is clearly Hashem sending me this challenge. And if I am going to miss this critical appointment, as detrimental as the ramifications might seem to be, this is obviously what is best for me." And let's say the driver even did mistakenly take the wrong route. If I have an approach of emunah, I will not go up to the bus driver and scream at him for taking the wrong route and now delaying me, because I will realize that the bus driver is just a puppet of Hashem. And if he took this route today, it is only because Hashem planted that idea in his head. Of course, I am always entitled and it is recommended to make an effort in advance. For example, if I know that a certain road might have a lot of traffic today, before we leave on the journey, it is certainly permitted and recommended to go up to the bus driver and say, "You know, there's traffic on a certain road today. Let's not go that route." But once all has already happened, what is the point of getting angry? Anger leads to bitter feelings. One can ruin someone else's day, someone else's life. And the truth is that when one gets angry, one ruins one's own day, one's own life. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the gift of emunah, not only to fulfill my purpose in this world, which is the ultimate reason for doing so, but also the amazing benefits of being able to live a calm life, a life where I don't get angry at other people, and a life full of happiness.